He smiled. There's a big difference.
Is there really? And what will you do to him?
I don't know. Do you think that if he did get control of your guns, that he could get back inside the tower and climb to the top?
Yes.
The reply was immediate. What will you do about it?
Not let him get either of them.
He spoke as if this should have been self-evident, and Susanna supposed it should have been. What she had a way of forgetting was how goddamned literal he was, about everything.
You were thinking of trapping Mordred back at the castle?
Yes, Roland agreed, but given what we found there and what we were told, it seemed better to move on, simpler. Look, he took out the watch and snapped open the lid. They both observed the second hand racing its solitary course. But at the same speed as before? Susanna didn't know for sure, but she didn't think so. She looked up at Roland with her eyebrows raised.
Most of the time it's still right, Roland said, but no longer all of the time. I think that it's losing at least a second every sixth or seventh revolution, perhaps 3 to 6 minutes a day all told.
That's not very much.
No, Roland admitted, putting the watch away, but it's a start. Let Mordred do as he will. The Dark Tower lies close beyond the White Lands, and I mean to reach it.
Susanna could understand his eagerness. She only hoped it wouldn't make him careless. If it did, Mordred Duchesne's youth might no longer matter. If Roland made the right mistake at the wrong moment, she, he, and Oi might never see the Dark Tower at all. Her thoughts were interrupted by a great fluttering from behind them. Not quite lost within it came a human sound that began as a howl and quickly rose to a shriek. Although distance diminished that cry, the horror and pain in it were all too clear. At last, mercifully, it faded.